Rabbi said, last night, Rabbi David made a chasna. And it was a beautiful chasna. Very well attended by a lot of people. Beautiful simcha. Very, very exciting event. A lot of highlights of the chasna. Me personally, when I was standing at the chuppah, after a beautiful chuppah, probably the highlight of the night for me was when Rabbi David, after he finished Sheva Brachos, they were finished, right before the chassan broke the glass, he took the microphone from whoever was holding it, like didn't even wait for it to be handed to him. And he sang, Imesh Rechel Yerushalayim Tishkachimini. And he didn't just sing it. He sang it with so much feel, and so much passion, and so much love, and so much longing, that at that point, I decided to change my shmuz from whatever I was going to talk about today. And I wanted to talk a little bit about Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim and about the great schus and opportunity that we have to be this year. And I like to couch it from the vantage point of a beautiful kliyakar in this week's parasha. The pasuk says in Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Yud Dalet, Hashem says to Avram, Hashem amar Avram, acharei parei Lot meimo. After Lot is no longer with Avram anymore, Hashem says, Sanai necha, lift up your eyes, please. Ure'ei min ha-makom asher atasham, from the place that you are, where you're standing. Safona v'negba v'kimu v'yama. North, south, east, east, west. Look in all directions. Ki eskol ha'aretz asher ataro el l'cha etnena u'lezaracha ad olam. Because the entire land that you see, I'm going to give to you and to your children forever. And a bracha, the samti as daracha ka'afara aretz, Hashem says, I'm going to make your children like the dirt of the earth, asher yuchalish as menos afara aretz, gam zaracha yimaneh. If anybody can go count the dirt, that's the way we live to count in Israel. And then the pasuk says something else. Kum, get up, Abraham. His halich ba'aretz, go walk in the land, le'orka u'lerochba. It's distances, it's measures, length, width, ki lecha etnena, because I'm going to give it to you. I both said the kliyaka when he learned these psukim had his antenna up, and he bombs away with kashas on this psukim. First of all, he asks, Hashem turns to Abram and tells him to go ahead and look at Eretz Yisrael. So why did he tell them both to look at Eretz Yisrael and see the whole land, and also to go and walk in the land? First he says, look at the land, and then he says, walk through the land. Why are both those necessary? Question number one. I'm only going to do a few of his questions. Question number two, he noticed the following thing. When Hashem tells Abram to look at the land, what does it say? It says, Ki eskol ha'aretz asher ataro el lecha etnena, I'm giving it to you, and ulezaracha ad olam, and to your children forever. And when it comes to walking in the land, kum isalech ba'aretz, go walk in the land, la'arka ulerachba, ki lecha etnena, because I'm going to give it to you. No mention of lezaracha ad olam. Says the Kliyaka, what's going on over here? Why two types of conquering Eretz Yisrael, if you will? Why looking and walking? And why by the looking does it say, I'll give it to you and your children, and by the walking, it's only to Abraham, ki lecha etnena, not zaracha ad olam. Says the Kliyaka, a delicious, powerful, invigorating, and enlightening insight to understand this pasuk and this psukim. Zok the Kliyaka like this. Hashem is telling Abraham that there's two parts of Eretz Yisrael. And there's two things to conquer in Eretz Yisrael. There's a physical land. You can look out the window, Baruch Hashem. You can see some rocks and some stones and some trees and some roads. There's a physical structure. There's a physical being of a land of Eretz Yisrael. And that's part one. How do you conquer land? We're actually going to learn the sugya a little more on how do you acquire land? On Sunday, we're going to study a little more. How do you acquire land? Take a kinyan on a chazaka. That's the second part. Kum isalech ba'aretz. Go and walk in the land. La'arka ola rachba, because the physical component of Eretz Yisrael, ki l'cha etnena, that's for you. I'm giving that to you. The physical structure, the stones and the walls and the dirt and the trees, ki l'cha etnena. That's the second one. What's the first one? The first one is lift up your eyes and look at the land and see the land. Because beside from the fact of Osai, that there is a physical structure of Eretz Yisrael, there is also a spiritual component of Eretz Yisrael. That you don't have to go walk on. You don't have to conquer physically. By looking at the land, you'll be able to acquire the spirituality of Eretz Yisrael. And that spirituality, fellas, is not limited just to you. That's not just for you. That is lezaracha ad olam. That is for your children throughout the generations. That's forever. Did you ever wonder, Abosai, that there's been a longing throughout the generations, yearning, wailing, screaming, crying from all the generations going back for Yerushalayim, for Eretz Yisrael, for the Makom HaMikdash? We've been sitting on the floor for the past 2,000 years for Tisha B'Av, willing, hoping, wanting so much to come back to Eretz Yisrael and to Yerushalayim. Where does that come from? Says the Klepi, you know where it comes from? It comes from this pasuk. It comes from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu imbued Eretz Yisrael with Ruach Nias, and Avraham Avinu was the one to go ahead and start off this chain for us, and start off this idea of Eretz Yisrael being this land that's full of Ruach Nias. Abosai, there's a cute little anecdote I saw. There was a great Rav, who actually, my family comes from his hometown. My father's family comes from the town of Dvinsk. In Dvinsk, there were two great Rabbanim living at the same time. One was more Hasidish, one was more Litvish. One of them was Meir Simcha Kohen of Dvinsk, known as the Or Sameach. And also he wrote the Sefer Mesha Chachma on the Torah. That's one Rav. He was the Litvish Rav. And the Hasidish Rav was none other than the Rugachever Rebbe. Rugachever. The famous Rugachever Rebbe. So the Rugachever, Rabosai, came to Eretz Yisrael, and his son-in-law also came to Eretz Yisrael. And he came to Eretz Yisrael, he escaped where he was, and he came in illegally. And they basically crunched him and forced him to basically sign a paper. They didn't sign this paper that would be evacuated and kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. Evicted. What was the paper? The paper had to say, he had to sign it that said that he was born in Eretz Yisrael. So he came to his father-in-law and said, Rugachever Rebbe, father-in-law, Abba, can I sign the paper or not? The Rugachever thought for a minute or two, obviously an Ish Emes, and said, you can sign. How do you sign? You weren't born here, you were born elsewhere. Said the Rugachever, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Ulitzion ye Omar, Ish v'ish yulad ba. Regarding Tzion, it said, Ish v'ish yulad ba. A man and a man are born in it. Who's a man and a man? Says the Gemara in Ksubis. People that live in Eretz Yisrael, that's one type of person that's born in Eretz Yisrael. And the second one is, Ve'echad ha-metzapim l'osa. A person that's yearning for Eretz Yisrael is also, in a certain sense, born in Eretz Yisrael. He's a ben Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, said the Rugachever to his son-in-law, you came and you escaped to come to Eretz Yisrael. Why? So you can just have hardship for your life? No. Because you wanted the Ruchnis of Eretz Yisrael. You were hoping to see the Yeshua of Eretz Yisrael. If that's the case, you could sign away on the paper that says that you were born in Eretz Yisrael, because you are literally a person who is a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Abosai, it's this component, the second component or the first component of the Ruchnis of Eretz Yisrael, that I want to speak with you for the next 5 minutes. And try to help us understand a little bit about the great opportunity that we have to spend this year together in Eretz Yisrael. When I was teaching in MTA, the Rebbeim would always have meetings. We would scratch our heads at these meetings. Try to figure out, what's going on? How can it be that people could be in high school for 4 years, and Rebbeim could try so hard to impart so much information to them, and try so hard to teach, and to give them guidance and to help them grow. And people can go so many years in high school, 12 years in elementary school and high school, and nothing's happening. There's no feel. And they come to Eretz Yisrael, for a year. And even after a few months sometimes, they're like, they're flying. What's pshat? And there was different theories most of the time. I used to get a kick out of it. Different rabbis had different theories, and you know, you can say different pshatim, you know, there's no distractions, or I wouldn't say there's no distractions, but there's less distractions here. And you can say pshatim, and they're all true. And I'm not taking away from any of those pshatim, and all the rabbis and should be blessed with all their opinions that they had about why you can't, why it was hard in America, and I hope they have a slacha in making it easier in America. Rabbosai, in my humble opinion, after living here, and after being here, and seeing the yeshiva, and seeing how the yeshiva B'yan Hara is matzliach, and how the yeshivos are matzliach, the answer to the question to me is fairly obvious. The answer is, nothing against Washington Heights. It's a nice place. A lot of nice people there. And nothing against those beautiful streets. 185th Street to 187th Street. Amsterdam Avenue, very nice Makom Torah. And there are many Makomos Torah in Chutz La'aretz. There's nothing in the world like Eretz Yisrael. There's nothing like the Ruchnis of Eretz Yisrael. There's nothing like having the ability to literally walk 45 minutes and stand at the Kotel and be at the Makom HaMikdash. And you can try to replicate it, and you can try to make strong communities in Chutz La'aretz that are strong and that are focused and that are built. But at the end of the day, America is America. And Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. And nothing against America. I was born in America. America is the Medina Shel Chesed. Unlike any other Medina in the world, Medina Shel Chesed. No doubt about it, hands down. But Rabbosai, Eretz Yisrael is unique. Eretz Yisrael is a makom of ruchnis. Eretz Yisrael, you're not going against the grind. You're not trying to fight against powers that are trying to pull you in other directions. In Eretz Yisrael, you're going with the grind. And as we know, to swim with the tide is much easier than to swim against the tide. And if you're going with the flow, it's much easier to grow than it is if you're going against the flow. Just two more points and then we'll close.
Just a quick announcement for this far. I think we have upstairs and we need you guys.
Okay, shkoyach. Thank you very much. Those two more quick points. Number one, I have a nephew who was just in Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot. 13-year-old kid. Paid for his own ticket, was never there in his life, and he wanted to see Eretz Yisrael. He came for 3 weeks. At both sides, in 3 weeks, if I could only describe to you how attached he got to this country. I took him to the Kotel. I told him he has X amount of time at the Kotel. No problem. He has X amount of time at the Kotel. And I went over when the time was up. And his time was up. And I tapped him on the shoulder. 13-year-old kid. Okay, buddy, it's time to go. And he's like, no, there's no movement. And I tap him again. Buddy, it's time to go. And I'm like, finally I have to pinch him and pull him off the coat down. And I see his face, his eyes. Tears. Tears. A 13-year-old kid. Never heard so before. I hate to steal from Journeys, but I'll do it anyway. Journeys is a song, Yerushalayim. Beautiful song. One of the stanzas is, where else in the world can you find a wall that whenever you touch it, it touches you? Beautiful line. That's what you feel. That's Eretz Yisrael. I suppose Eretz Yisrael is our connection to the past. Eretz Yisrael is where the Mikdash was. Eretz Yisrael is the present, Rabbosai. It's booming. Eretz Yisrael is the future. There's a pasuk we learned in this pasuk of Torah. The pasuk says, "Ka'ish, like a man, asher imod tenachamenu, like his mother comforts him." Hashem says, "Kein anochi anachemchem, so too I will comfort you." And where is that comfort going to be, Rabbosai? Two more words: Uvi Yerushalayim tinuchamu. Yeah, it's going to be here. It's going to be here. This is the land of Ruchnius. And Rabbosai, the reason I was so moved last night at the Chasana, when Rabbi David sang Imesh Tachet Yerushalayim with so much feel and so much heart, is because that's what it's all about. It's a longing. It's a place of Ruchnius. It's a place where we're with the flow. It's a place where we don't have to try so hard to ward off different things. If we just tap in what's going on mostly around us. We have a great opportunity and a great schus to take advantage of it. I give us all a bracha. We're very much at the beginning of the year. Some of us, the year just began a few days ago. The year is mamish in its fresh point. I give us a bracha that we take advantage. That we take advantage of not just the physical land and the physical amenities we have in our Tisot, which are great also, but of this component that Avraham Avinu set in. Sana'i necha urei. Understand that this land is a makom of Kedusha. It's a chance to tap into Ruchnias. We should be zocheh all to tap into this land, to the Ruchnias of it, and to become as great as we can over the course of the year and the rest of our lives. Have a good Shabbos.